Good day, everybody. This is Gina again. Today, I'm going to talk about sweets, addiction. See, I've had a sugar addiction my whole life. It's a drug, it really is. And I fight every day to stay away from it. Sometimes I fail. Other times, I feel upset because now I'm looking for substitutions for it. So even though I don't eat sugar, I use sugar substitutions every day. And is that really better? I mean, even though it doesn't affect my blood sugar, is it really helping me? I keep feeding the sweet tooth, and I'm thinking that maybe I need to just try and cut it off, as much as I hate the thought of it. But I never thought I would give up sugar, and I did. So maybe after a few weeks of not eating anything sweet, I'm sure that I'll be okay with it. As an addict, I keep substituting a vice for another vice. Today I was thinking, man, if I ever quit coffee, I would be so sad. I never want to quit my habits. But do we need a vice in our life? As an addict, I've trained the pleasure center of my brain to want the things that push the dopamine button. I feel like all my life, as an addict, I've wanted things that numb me and make me feel good. And if it wasn't food, it was alcohol. I've said before that when I was in South Korea, when I was teaching for a year, when I felt like a monster because I felt so out of place there, being bigger than everyone else and being a foreigner, it caused me to stress out. It caused me to eat alone and find solace in alcohol. Now, Koreans, they love to drink, and this made me drink every time people socialize in Korea. They did it with alcohol, and they have this magical cheap liquor there called soju. Soju, it's kind of like a Korean version of vodka made with, I think it's made from rice. Very strong. One bottle gets you pretty tipsy, and you can buy it for $1 at any convenience store. And I got into the habit of drinking after I got off work every night. And then going out and getting greasy street food to fill the empty void of feeling so out of place. And this is just how life was for me all the time, just over and over, feelings of being out of place, whether it was from me being larger than everyone, or just being an introvert and not being able to socialize like everyone else and wear the clothes that other people wore that I couldn't wear, or getting attention from boys. I couldn't relate to most people in life. So many things kept me just out of the box and on the outside looking in. As an introvert, it was lonely in South Korea. I felt like maybe I should have been more of a social person there. And the only way I was able to be social there was through drinking with people. I remember the first thing I went to in Korea out in public was a all you can drink language exchange party. Of course, there wasn't really any language exchange. We just drank a lot of Korean beer and soju. And it was at that event that I had to go back home in a cab because I was too drunk to walk back. And it was only a few blocks from my apartment. Not a good idea. I was able to be social there only through drinking with people, and because that was the only way I could be social, I turned into an alcoholic. I would start drinking before I went out with people, so there wasn't any anxiety, because drinking takes away the anxiety that you have when you're gonna meet people. We then drank more while we were out. It's just not a good habit to get into. I don't know why Koreans drink so much. I think they just go hard with everything. They are workaholics, so after they work hard, then they party hard to balance it out. I remember when I just couldn't handle being there anymore and I had a breakdown in class. I felt so useless as a teacher that I even drank once while I was teaching. Horrible, horrible thing. That this was at maybe 5 or 6 p.m. You see, I started teaching in the afternoon. I had the younger kids first, and then 5 or 6 p.m. to 9, I taught the middle schoolers, which... middle schoolers are the worst in everything. It's just, it made me depressed. Well, I was depressed anyway, but I was even more depressed teaching middle schoolers who had no interest to hear anything I had to say. So I got to this very low point where I was drinking during class because I couldn't handle these kids. Yeah, I discovered that teaching wasn't really for me after that. I still don't even know where I fit in life. I mean, I'm 33 years old now, and I still am trying to figure that out. Because everything I've tried has been kind of a mess. But you live and learn, and you realize where you're not meant to be. So then you just keep going and figure out where you are meant to be. So I guess we just gotta keep trying. Anyway, all of this just wore me out day to day. It reminded me of being back in school and letting people walk all over me. Because when I was a teacher, I made the mistake of letting the kids walk all over me. I just wanted to be their friend and hang out with them and speak Korean with them, but I was there to do a job, to teach English, and I wasn't even really supposed to talk Korean in the classroom. They wanted me to strictly speak English with them. But I felt if I could speak some of their language that I could connect with them and that they would pay attention more. But that's not what the teachers wanted me to do. So for a few months in Korea of letting the kids walk all over me, I realized I had no power there and I had no control over my kids and just realized that that wasn't for me. Wasn't for me. But like I said, yeah, it reminded me of being a kid in school and letting my other pupils walk all over me too. I was never loud and I didn't want to draw attention to myself. I was shy because I was big and thought that trying to make myself small and hiding in other people's shadow would detract from my size. I wonder, you know, I wonder how many people there are that are overweight that have mental problems. Or probably a lot. I should probably talk to a therapist about it. I've actually talked to a few, but never really been consistent. That's another thing in my life that's been a problem, not being consistent with anything. I'll get really into something, and then I'll drop it, and then do something else, and then drop it. Do something else, and then drop it. I need to be consistent with something. I'm hoping that doing this podcast, I can be more consistent with talking and just getting used to talking out loud every day, and hopefully I'll get better at it and be more, what's the word? I don't know. My mind just went blank. That happens when you're an introvert. You live in your head and you can't get the words out that you want to. I hope that someone can relate to this and that I help someone in some way, because I would like to help people. I just don't know how sometimes, because a lot of times I feel like I'm not worthy. Even though I am, everyone is, but when you're an introvert, when you're quiet, and I don't know, you just kind of stay in the background and you don't draw attention to yourself, so you think you have no impact on anything. But I think everyone has a story to tell, and everyone has something to say that needs to be said, so here I am. Telling you guys what's in my head. At least I can speak my thoughts so they're not floating in my brain all the time and causing me pain. I really have been through the ringer in life. So, addiction. I came back from South Korea after 6 months, even though I had signed a contract to be there for a year. I just had a breakdown and couldn't do it anymore. Meanwhile, back in the US, my parents told me they were selling our house and moving to Vietnam forever. So that was a shocker, because I still lived at home with them before I decided to go to Korea. And then when I wanted to come back home, my parents were leaving, so I was kind of homeless. I was going to go back to the U.S. and not have a home anymore, because my parents sold everything and left. So, there was always a point in my life where everything was up in the air and I didn't know what was going to happen next, and it's kind of still like that. I feel like I'm never settled, and I don't know, I guess it's good in a way, because life always sets a fire under your butt and makes you keep moving and keep trying to grow. It's like life doesn't give you a break. There's always something to disrupt you and make you keep going and keep, I don't know, looking for something better. And like I said, I guess that's a good thing, but it would be nice at some point in life to just settle and know that I'm going to be in the same place for a while, but I feel like a gypsy that's moved around so many times that I don't even know what it's like to live in the same place for a while. I'm kind of jealous of the people that have lived in the same town their whole life, and they've known their best friends since childhood, and they've stayed close to them and their family I think this is why I am even more of a recluse now, because it's like whenever I try to get to know people, I'm immediately torn away from them and I have to go somewhere else. And I just don't keep up with people anymore. But it's a practice, and I mean, I have the internet, so I can always talk to people again. It's just that going a long period of time without talking to people, it's always even harder to go back and have a conversation with them and catch up. Just like anything, like the longer you stay away from something, the harder it is to go back. The more you cheat on a diet, the harder it is to get back on track. Yeah. It's funny. But as I've said in my last episode, I need to change the language that I tell myself in my head and just have a better mindset about things. I can always get back on track, and I'm stronger than I think I am. Addiction makes you always want an escape. And I did. I always wanted something to take me away from where I was because I was never comfortable where I was at and in my own skin. Even now that I'm thinner, it's weird getting used to this new body. And I still think of myself as the fat kid. Addiction has followed me because I've kept it alive. Yeah. I always wanted a place to stay. But the grass is greener on the other side, and nothing ever lasts. You always want something new and refreshing, but then it gets old, and nothing ever lasts forever. I've been in kind of a rut lately because I don't want to commit to anything because I know that at any moment it could get taken away from me. I just always seem to be in a transition lately, looking for where I'll end up next. Addiction is a funny thing. It keeps me going. I've even been listening to other podcasts about the addicted brain and people in recovery from alcohol addiction. Food addiction is the exact same thing. Sugar addiction is just like people recovering from alcohol. Except that, I mean, I guess alcohol is more physically addicting, but, well, I guess sugar is too. But I remember when I legit thought that I had food addiction, so I was looking for recovery stuff about alcohol and comparing the two. It's pretty much the same thing. And I keep thinking that I need to be stronger than this addiction, but AA says that the addiction is bigger than you are. I think I need people who can help me be accountable. So I'm telling you guys about my addiction here, and I'm trying to stay accountable on Instagram. It's just that every time that I fail, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to show that I'm failing, but to be human is to fail. I was so nervous letting people know I have a podcast because I don't want people to say it's bad and, but you gotta start somewhere, and if this podcast fails, well, oh well, this is me being human and trying something new. Doing this podcast is part of me doing things that I'm scared of, which is speaking my mind and talking when I'm not a big talker anyway. But Every human is important and has something to say. It doesn't matter if they're soft-spoken, or don't talk a lot, or if they're loud and proud. Everyone has something to say, and I do too. So here I am. And I just need to keep trying. Addicts relapse. I relapse and want sweets all the time. But if I just keep trying to get better every day, then things will change. So, will I cut the sweets out of my life? I'd like to. Even though it's alternative sweetener that's not as bad for me as real sugar, I think it's time to start cutting it out of my life and just really feeding myself real food. Also, doing this podcast helps me. It's kind of like therapy, just speaking my words out loud and getting it out there for people to hear. Maybe someone can relate. I don't know. I hope I help at least one person. If that's all I affect is just one person in my whole life, then I'll be happy. Alright, well, I think I've spoken enough today. And I hope you all are having a fabulous day. I guess I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.